Okay, today we're going to do Daf Samach Aleph. Sorry, not Samach Aleph. Today we're going to do Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We finished off yesterday with a situation, with a Mishnah speaking about a case that someone checked that a carbon, Lishma and Shalei Lishma, meaning that he had two intentions when he checked the carbon. One intention was for the sake of the carbon, and the other intention was not for the sake of the carbon. The Mishnah said that it's possum. When we start the Gemara, the carbon is possum. You have to have the right intention when you shech the carbon. So we're starting at the bottom of the Testament with Bay, it's all the way at the bottom. Boy, da papa, the papa asked. The Gemara right after the Mishnah. Boy, da papa asked. That which the Mishnah said, that if you shech the carbon lishma and shalei lishma, it's possum. Is it ba'avayda achas tnan? What's the Mishnah talking about? That you shech the carbon Pesach lishma and shalei lishma in one aveda, meaning doesn't mean that when you shechted the carbon you had two intentions, or doesn't mean b'shtei avedas that there were two avedas. What does it mean? It means that you shechted, let's say, the carbon lishma, and you threw the blood shalei lishma. So are we speaking about the same action? In the same action, you had two kavanas, or we're speaking about that two different actions, two different parts of the avedas of the carbon pesach. That's when you had two different types of kavanas. So we're going to bring a whole bunch of proofs for this, for these two ways of learning the Mishnah. What does it mean? If you're going to say that the Mishnah is speaking out with one aveda, meaning let's say the Mishnah is speaking about that you shechted the carbon lishma and shalei lishma, so then the Mishnah will go according to Rabbi Yosi. Why? The Amar, because Rabbi Yosi said af bikmar dvarav adam nitvas. Person, meaning if a person has kavana, any kavana a person has, or anything that a person says, which is not for the carbon, meaning anything a person does has kavana not for the carbon, doesn't matter when it was, since he had kavana at the end, even if it's at the end of his action, let's say he shechted the carbon, and right after, right towards the end of the shechting, he suddenly changed his mind and had a small kavana shleil shma. So the basis says the carbon is still possible. Because the Iker of Meir, if it goes according to the Meir, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah goes according to the Meir, and we're speaking about one Aveda, we're speaking about that while he did one action, he had two Kavanas, Ha'amar, the Meir says, Tfei Slash Anishan, the Meir argues that the basis. The Meir says that we don't go after, if someone's shechting a carbon, and at the beginning of the Shrit, he has a Kaz Kavana for the Shema, and at the end of the Shrit, he has Kavana Shleil Shema, we don't say the carbon is possible. We say tfeis lashon nishon. We go after how he started his action. And since he started lishma, so then it would be kosher now. It would be kosher in our case. So if he's speaking about one aveda, then the Mishnah will only be going according to him. You see, because according to the Meir, we go after the beginning of his action. Or do we say that no, b'shtei avedas not, that the Mishnah is speaking about two avedas, meaning you shachted the carbon shlishma, and you threw the blood shalei lishma. Even according to the Meir, that the Meir says that usually we go after the beginning of his action, and if the beginning of his action was okay, even if he finished off shalei lishma, it's still kosher. When do you go after the beginning of his action? Is ba'aveda achas? If he's one in the middle of one action, one shechting, one throwing the blood, but if you have two avedas, if you shech the carbon lishma and you throw the blood shalei lishma, made the mitzvah. Even a Meir would agree that since over it's two avedas, so then you can't go after the beginning of his action because he went on to a whole new action, and that whole new action of throwing the blood was shalei lishma. So even a Meir would agree that in this case it is possible. So that's where the suffix of the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to go through a whole bunch of different proofs for the suffix. So what do we see? Basically, just to summarize, we have a machlokes, not a machlokes. Sorry, we have a dilemma. Is the Mishnah talking about one aveda? Is the Mishnah talking about that he started shechting shalei lishma and he finished off lishma, or the other way around? Or the Mishnah is speaking about two different types, and that's possible? Or the Mishnah is talking about two different types of avedas, that he started shechting lishma and he threw the blood, let's say, shalei lishma, and that's possible? But if it's the same aveda, so we go after, according to the Meir, we'll go after the beginning of his action. So it says something like this. Amri Ahaya, He said, which case, this question, if it's one aveda, two avedas, which case is a papa, which case does he have a dilemma about? He named my thing to tell me he has a dilemma about Ashalay Lishmay Vilishmay. If you're telling me that Papa had a dilemma about a case that a person started shechting Shalay Lishma and he finished off Lishmay. So the Lishma was at the end of the action. So if that's the case, Bain Baveda Achas, Bain Bishte Avedas, whether it's one Aveda, whether it's two Avedas, Bain Rameir, Bain Rabyesi, and whether you go contra Rameir and whether you go contra Rabyesi, if so, let me cut the carbon we puzzle. Become I said the carbon we puzzle anyway. Why would the carbon be puzzle? Dollar and BAC, Nami, Afik, my dvar of Adam Nitfasis law. Because even according to the BAC, that which the BAC says, that if at the end of the work, if at the end of the action, you have a Kavanah Shalei Lishma, he's not coming to argue the Meir completely. The Meir says that we go after the beginning. And BAC says we even go after the end. But if someone at the beginning had the Kavanah Shalei Lishma, then according to everyone, even according to Rabbi Yossi, and especially according to the Meir, if you started off Shalei Lishma, so you're for sure going to be puzzled. So the whole dilemma of Rabbi Yossi, of the Papa, if it's two Avedas, one Avedas, doesn't apply to the case that you started shechting Shalei Lishma, because in that case, everyone would agree, since you started shechting Shalei Lishma, then it's going to be puzzled. So which case can it be, do we have a dilemma? Ella alishmei v'shalei lishmei. My, we have a dilemma on the case faker that you started shechting the carbon lishma. So the beginning of your action was okay, was good, and you finished shechting shalei lishma. That's the case we have a suffix on. Tashma. So let's bring a proof to try and solve the dilemma. So we learn a brisa like this: a pesach shechto shalei lishmei. If a person shechts the carbon pesach shalei lishmei. Person shechts the carbon pesach, not for the sake of a pesach. The kibal, and after he shechted, he was makabel the blood. The hilech of Azarak, and he walked with the blood, and he threw the blood on the mizbeach. Shalei lishmai, not for the sake of the carbon. So everything he did so far, shechting wasn't for the sake of the carbon, and throwing the blood wasn't for the sake of the carbon. So the din of that is possible. Heichidami, what type of case is this talking about? If you're going to say that the Mishnah is speaking about a regular case, the case that we have in, like we just said, that you shechted it and you threw the blood, Shalei Lishmei, Lamali Adim Mikshav Kul Lekulik. Why do you have to tell me all these cases that you started shechting it Shalei Lishmei, and you finished, or you also finished the shechting Shalei Lishmei? Then it's possible. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that even the Mishnah doesn't have to say that even if you finished shechting it Shalei Lishmei, it's possible. If you started, we just said before that if you start shechting a carbon shalei lishma, then the carbon is possible. So if you start shechting a carbon shalei lishma, the carbon is possible. Why is the Mishnah continue saying that you also threw the blood shalei lishma? What's in the gap if you throw the blood lishma or not lishma? We just learned now that everyone agrees that if you shech the blood, if you shech the carbon shalei lishma since the beginning of your aveda or shalei lishma, then it'll be possible. Why does the Mishnah continue? Alolav. You're forced to say, Hachiktani, that the Kavanah of the Mishnah was to tell us like this. It wasn't to tell us that you shechted a carbon and you threw the blood, Shalei Lishmei. It meant to say like this. A Pesach Shechta Shalei Lishmei. If you shechted a carbon, Pesach Shalei Lishmei. Inami, another case, meaning the Mishnah is not saying that you shechted it and you threw the blood, Shalei Lishmei. The Mishnah is specifying different cases that the carbon Pesach will be possible. Inami, another case is Shechta Lishmei, that you started off shechting in a kosher way, Lishmei. The kibal v'harach v'zarach shalei lishmei, and he continues shechting shalei lishmei. So he finished off that shalei lishmei. Inami, a third case is shechata shechte v'kibal v'harach lishmei. He shechted it and he threw and he took the blood to the mizbeach with all the right intentions. But the last thing v'zarach shalei lishmei, the last action he threw shalei lishmei. The havalei shtei avedas. From here we see that's two avedas. That what? That the last case the Mishnah quoted was that you shechted a carbon lishma and you threw the blood shalei lishma. That's two avedas. Because that's you have to say that's the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is saying again, the Mishnah says if you shech the carbon shalei lishma and you throw the blood shalei lishma, then it's possible. I would say it's possible. Even if you didn't throw the blood shalei lishma, you just started shechting shalei lishma, it's possible. Why is the Mishnah continue saying that even if you threw the blood, if you throw the blood, it's also possible? So they were saying over here, we're talking about a case that you shechted the carbon lishma, for the right intentions. The chiddush is that even if you started shechting the carbon with the right intentions, since you finished off with the wrong intentions, it's possible. Eima seifa. The Gemara finished off its proof by saying Eima seifa. So now that's what the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about. You can say the same thing with the end of the Mishnah. That what nishmei v'shalei nishmei, when the Mishnah says that you started shechting, that you did the carbon nishmei and shalei nishmei, they had two intentions. Hey chidami. What type of cases are talking about? If you're going to say that that part of the Mishnah is speaking about two types of avodah, it's meaning you started shechting nishmei and you threw the belt shalei nishmei. So then, we just said that case. So you have to say that the end of the Mishnah is speaking about Baveda, achas with one Aveda. And the Mishnah is teaching us Rabbi Yosi, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Afik Ma'at, Vodav Adam Nitfas, that a person also is Nitfas, Big Ma'at, Vodav, meaning a person is also passes himself even right at the end of the Aveda. So what do we do? We basically at the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, we were forced to translate that it's speaking about two different types of Avedas. That it's speaking about the case of Moshech, the Karan Pesach, Lishma, and he threw the blood shalei nishmei. Now, if the first half of the Mishnah is talking about two different cases, it must be the second half is speaking about only one aveda, meaning a person shechted the carbon with two intentions, the shmei and shalei nishmei. Because if you're talking about two different types of avedas, that's the ratio. So that would solve our dilemma. What's the Mishnah talking about? Two avedas, one aveda? So the answer is the Mishnah is talking about two aveda, one aveda, because if it's two avedas, we already know that from the beginning of the Mishnah. So that's the proof the Gemara wants to bring to the dilemma of Rav Papa. So as the Gemara pushes away this proof, I could say, Lai, that's not a good proof. Because Laylam, I could say that even the Sefer, even the last part of the Mishnah, is speaking about that, in the last part of the Mishnah we said that you shechted the Lishmai for its sake, v'shalei Lishmai, but not for its sake. That's also talking about v'shtei avedis for two avedis, meaning you shechted the carbon shalei Lishmai, and you threw the blood shalei Lishmai. If so, then it's the same thing as the Reisha. It's the first thing, same thing as the first half of the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara of Reisha, the Ka B'Shchit, the Koi B'Shchita, the Ka Machashim B'Shchita. The Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about two Avedas Mamish. What does it mean? That when you, while you were Shechting, you were thinking on a Shchita that doesn't Shalei Lishma. Meaning that while you were shechting the carbon, you were thinking the wrong kavana, shalei lishma, and then you continued throwing the blood, lishma. That's the first case, that you started off shalei lishma and you finished off lishma. Inami, or another case is koi bizrika, v'kamachashi bizrika. That when you're shechting, that when you're throwing the blood, you have kavana, shalei lishma, to throw the blood. But when you're doing kabbalah, for example, or when you're shechting, you have the right kavana. So the first case is talking about two avedas mamish, shechting, and you did one aved of shechting, lishma, and the aved of zirika, let's say, shalei lishma. So what's the sefer machadish? What's the end of the Mishnah machadish? Sefer, the last part of the Mishnah is machadish, the koi bishchita, the kachashi bizrika, that while you were shechting the carbon, you were thinking about throwing the blood, shalei lishma. We're not speaking about that you shechted the carbon, shalei lishma. But see, when you shaft the carbon with intention that you're going to throw the blood, shalei lishma. The Amar, for example, a person says, Hareini sheched es ha-pesach lishmai. He says, I'm shafting the carbon pesach lishmai. But he finishes off his 10th sentence saying, Lizrek domi shalei lishmai. But I'm going to throw the blood, shalei lishmai. So we're not saying that he actually threw the blood, shalei lishmai. If he actually threw the blood, shalei lishmai, obviously it's possible. We're speaking about a case over here that he said he's going to throw the blood, shalei lishmai. But come on, shmalan. And this is what the Mishnah has come to teach us, the Mechashvinon, Me'aveda, La'aveda, V'hai no bayad Rav Papa. The Mishnah has come to teach us that we recognize and we take into account one Aveda to pass all the other Aveda, meaning even though you didn't throw the blood, Shalei Lishma, while you were shechting, you had Kavana to shech Lishma, but while you also had a Kavana to throw the blood, Shalei Lishma, that is enough to pass on the Avoida, even though you didn't throw the blood, you didn't throw the blood shalei lishma. So we had the first half of the Mishnah is talking about that you did one aveda lishma, one aveda shalei lishma. The second half is talking about not that you did one aveda lishma, one aveda shalei lishma. Second half of the Mishnah is talking about you did one aveda lishma, and while you were doing the aveda lishma, you said that even though I'm doing this lishma, I'm going to do something else like throwing shalei lishma. That's what Papa is saying, that does not, that passes the card. Tashima. So therefore, if you say like that, then we don't have a proof for our Mishnah. We don't have a proof. If back to our Mishnah, we don't have a proof that for two, that our Mishnah is talking about two avodas or one. We try to bring a proof to say that the second half of the Mishnah has to be talking about one case. One aveda, but we just deicha that proof by saying it doesn't speak of one aveda. It's speaking about that while you do one aveda, you haven't come on it for another. So now we have to find the new proof. Tashuma. It's not in a bias like this. A person started having kavana shalei lishmei, not for the sake of the carbon, and then he switched his mind and had kavana for the sake of the carbon. Hey, what does that mean? He changed his mind. If it's talking about two avedas, meaning he started shafting the carbon pesach shalei lishmei. And then he threw the blood lishma. So the second aveda was lishma. So hash the lishma v'shalei lishma. I'm not the apostle. If you tell me that when you start off, if you start off with lishma and you finish off shalei lishma, it's apostle shalei lishma v'lishma beinon. You have to tell me that if you start off shalei lishma, then it's apostle for sure. If the last aveda is done shalei lishma, it passes the whole thing for sure. If the first aveda is done shalei lishma, it passes the whole thing. You have to tell me that it's talking about one aveda, meaning that while you're shechting the carbon, you had kavale to shech the carbon lishalei lishma, and you had kavale also to shech the carbon lishma. Umid the sefer, and if the sefer speaks, if while we're saying the last part of the Mishnah has to be talking about one aveda. The Mishnah of the first half of the Mishnah is also talking about one Aveda. And that would be answered of Papa's dilemma. The Papa's dilemma is if the first half of the Mishnah is talking about one Aveda or not. So look at the Sefer. Since the Sefer has to be talking about one Aveda, for sure the Reisha has to be talking about one Aveda too. That would solve the dilemma out of Papa. Answers the Gemara, like, don't bring a proof from there. Because La'ilam, we like to tell you, that the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about two Avedas. Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about two different types of avedas that a person one lishma, one shalei lishma. And really, we didn't have to tell us all this. Like we said before, that if you finish shalei lishma and apostle, for sure, if you start shalei lishma and apostle. So why do we say either the tani shalei lishma, since we said the first case in the Mishnah that you started lishma. And you finished off shalei lishmei, and that's possible. So we finished off, even though it's obvious that it's possible, we just continued on this gang, on this way, by saying that he's so too the other way around, that if you start shalei lishmei, and you finish shalei lishmei, it's also possible. But it doesn't mean that there's a deep meaning to that thing. We're just trying to pattern it up with the beginning of the mission. Tashima. The Mar brings a proof from a Mishnah, another proof from a Mishnah. It says regarding Karm Pesach, Shachto Shalei La'ichla. The person Shachto Karm Pesach for people who aren't going to eat the Karm Pesach. For example, a sick person or someone who's old, they can't eat. These people are not going to eat the Karm Pesach. Shalei Limnuyav, or you Shachto the Karm Pesach for people who didn't reserve, meaning they're not part of this lamb. Or you Shachto La'arelim, you Shachto it for people who don't have a bris, but people who don't have a bris are asked to eat the Karm Pesach. Or Latme, we shechted it for people at Tami, which Tami, the people also eat the Karm Pesach, also asked to eat the Karm Pesach. Pasul, and the Karm Pesach is Pasul. Says the Gemara, Hacha Pshita, aware for sure we're talking about that you shechted it, Baveda Achas, with one Aveda. For sure we're talking about with one Aveda, you shechted it, Shalei Lishma. So now, the Seifa, Baveda Achas, if that case is talking about one Aveda of just shechting, so Mistama Reishonami Baveda Achas, that I could say, just like the Sefer is talking about one rest, one Aveda, so to the Reish is also talking about one Aveda. And that would be a solution to that Papa's dilemma, that the Mishnah is talking about one Aveda, pushes away this proof from the Gemara. Media Aida, is that a proof? Hakidisa, who said? Maybe the Sefer is talking about one Aveda. And the Reisha is talking about one of it, Sefer Baveda Achas. And Reisha, Ibaveda Achas, Ibishta Avedis. Why is the Sefer Machriach that the Reisha should talk about the same case? Maybe the Sefer is talking about one Aveda. And the Reisha is talking about two Avedis. So you can't bring a proof from the Sefer to the Reisha, because maybe they're talking about two different cases. And if so, we're back to our dilemma Does the Mishnah talk about one case, one Aveda, or two Avedas? The Gemara is going to bring one more proof. Tashema. We learn regarding Shechem Bekorim Pesach. If a person Shechem Bekorim Pesach, La'ichlav v'shlei la'ichlav. He has Kavana to Shechem for the eaters, meaning for people who are going to eat the Bekorim Pesach. And also for people who are not going to eat the Bekorim Pesach, meaning he has two people in mind. One is a person who's mutter to eat the Bekorim Pesach, one is someone who's not going to eat. Then it's kosher, it's kosher. Hechidon, what does it mean that he shechted it for people who need and people who are not going to need? If it means that he shechted the carbon for the people who are going to need the carbon Pesach, and he threw the blood for the people who are not going to need the carbon Pesach, the time of the kosher bizriya, and the reason why bizrika, the reason why the carbon is kosher, even though because he thought he had the right kavanas when he threw the blood, because the emach shem is echel bizrika, because regarding throwing the blood, Machshava doesn't pass regarding eating chametz, eating Karm Pesach. The Machshava doesn't pass or throwing the blood. So if so, but if it was one Aveda, for example, came Mishrita, if you shechted it with two different types of kavanas, the Mani Bey, Machshava Seichel, so that regarding shechting the Karm Pesach, Machshava Seichel, meaning having kavanah shechted for someone who doesn't need the Karm Pesach, makes it possible. So then, Vokaimalan. We have a rule that when does machshava pasul the carbon is only if mixas is only if you had you had full kavanah to shechta only for people who are not going to eat. But if you have kavanah for people who are going to eat and also not going to eat, so then it's kosher. So if so, how does this case? How does this case fit in with the Braisa? How would this case fit in? If you're talking about two Avedas, it doesn't make sense two Avedas. Because two Avedas, you're going to have to say that he shechted it for a kavana for people are going to eat and people are not going to eat. And the din is that it's only possible if he only shechts that people are not going to eat. It must be we're talking about one Aveda. That what the Mishnah is talking about, that he shechted la'ichlav in its kosher, meaning he shechted it with a kavanah for people are going to eat and people are not going to eat. Umi the Sefer Aveda Achas. And if the Sefer is talking about one Aveda, Reshonam Aveda Achas, then it must be the Reshon is also talking about one Aveda. And therefore we'll have a solution to the Papa's dilemma. So says the Gemara, no. Again, like the same answer you answered before. Me the idea, is that a good proof? Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Sefer Aveda Achas. And Reshon, Eber Aveda Achas. And Reshon, but it's not a proof from the Sefer to Reshon. It could be that the Sefer is talking about one Aveda, and the Reish is talking about two Avedas. There's no proof, one for the other. And therefore, we're still stuck with our dilemma of, is the Mishnah talking about one Aveda or two Avedas? We're going to finish off tomorrow, Mit Hashem, at the bottom, at the top of Samech Amid Beis. Have a good night.